The weather outside is glorious. Alan O'Reilly is from Carlow Weather. How glorious is it, Alan?
I was just looking at the sky. It's so blue. It seems strange. Haven't seen it in a while looking so blue, Ray. It is glorious. 21 degrees.
It's here to stay.
It's here for the week, Ray. Yeah. It's going to stay until at least Friday. So it's absolutely glorious. Now, there is a bit of cloud in a few parts of the west. I'm sure you have a few listeners that will start texting you that it's going to be telling you it's cloudy in Killarney and that. But most of the country is enjoying sunshine, and most of the country will enjoy good sunshine. A little bit of fog in the morning and a little bit of a nip in the morning just to give you that autumn feel. But warming up and light easterly breeze. Great week for drying the clothes on the line as well.
Great drying out there. Yeah. So what are the temperatures going to hit? I heard 21 there from Shane McGowan at the end of the news.
Yeah, it's up to 21.5 in a few spots already. And they'll probably get up to 22 or maybe even 23 degrees. Now, the easterly breeze will keep it back a good bit more near the east coast, so it will be a little bit cooler if you're on the east coast. But yeah, getting up to 21, 22, might even hit 23 degrees and feeling warm in that sunshine. Nice. So don't forget the suntan or sun cream, because you could still get a sunburn.
And when does something like this become, what do they call it, a harvest summer? Is it Indian summer or what?
Yeah, so Indian summer, generally most people would say that comes in October or November, right, when you get a warm spell. But we're into autumn, so for some people it is an Indian summer. It's not exactly a scientific term. So if you want to call it an Indian summer, then sure, why not?
And it's not unusual. We always get this bit of weather, don't we, in September? Or is that my imagination?
No, we can often get a few good days in September. Yeah. And I'm thinking especially with the talk of the ploughing coming up, 2019, when the ploughing was in Carlow.
Stop, because we have Anna Marie McHugh from the ploughing on, and she's going to take us through the ploughing's greatest weather hits in a moment.
Right, won't spoil that.
You don't want to steal her thunder, excuse the pun.
But in September, you can get dry spells, but you can also get very wet spells.
Yes,
September is that kind of temperamental month where you wouldn't know what you're going to get.
But people can look forward to a lovely week, and it could be our last, so get out there and enjoy it. Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather. Thanks, Alan. Thank you.
Cheers, Ray.
And the aforementioned Anna Marie McHugh is on the line. Hello, Anna Marie.
How are you? I was listening to today with Alan. We've been delighted to hear the reports from Alan for the last few days.
Yeah.
It's really exciting.
Yeah, and thanks for taking time out, because this must be one of your busiest days, the day before it all begins. How are things down in Rathaniska?
Look, it's fantastic. There's no other way of saying it. Like, I'm literally out getting drums of water everywhere and getting baskets for boxes that you can actually store water in for cooling off. We've never had it. We've never had this. We were never sure of weather the day before as we are this weekend. You know, when you're saying to Alan there about the variation, oh my goodness, we've had the variation, you know, from the storm in 2018 to the horrendous weather we had in 23.
Yes.
You know, 19, yes, but it's kind of more often than not that there's going to be rain at some point during the ploughing. So we're really, really fortunate that this year is shaping up to be what it is.
Yeah, and we're not going this year. I think we hexed the weather, because I remember the first year we went, there's a picture of me in wellies in a puddle, and the water's up to nearly the top of the wellies, and I'm in an RT poncho. And then the year was a Storm Alley.
We had the storm. Oh, good grief, we had the storm. Yeah. But you're a hardy Kildare man, Ray. I didn't think that would put you off.
No, it is. But that year we had to, was there a day cancelled that year? A full day?
There was a day cancelled because of the storm,
yes.
In 2018. And we went ahead then with the event on the Friday.
Yes,
And we thought that was the worst we ever had, but it last year surpassed it, because we would always say, if you can get as far as getting the traffic in on Wednesday morning, you've kind of covered half of the in and out with the traffic. You're on the way home at that point. But last year, you know, some cars actually had to be towed into the event on Tuesday, and that was really, really
towed into the event.
Absolutely. So that was a crisis, considering it's a 3-day event. But look, the cards are looking down on us, and we're set for a fantastic 3 days. Obviously, and you're saying to people, get out in the sun. Obviously, we're saying to people, look, please come, enjoy it, bring the picnic, but bring the water and bring the sun cream and wear the light clothes
and a hat.
Absolutely.
Because people wouldn't realise, because you'd be out in the open for maybe 5 hours, and you could do a bad job on yourself, couldn't you?
You could really could. And because we're kind of, you know, last year we were, you know, I was wearing a polo neck. So, you know, it is unseasonal. We've had, the nights can be very cold and the mornings can be very cold. So it's very changeable. But look, come prepared. And I just think, you know, the vibes out there are fantastic on the site at the moment. And it is shaping up to be one of the best.
And Anna-Marie, when people hear the weather forecast for the week now, would people make a decision today, for example, to go?
Oh, they would.
Yes, oh, they would.
Would you believe thousands of people are making the decision today?
Right.
Our ticket sales is online, so I have to remind people that, particularly because the week is so fine, don't take a chance on coming to the gate, because if any day gets sold out, you will be turned away at the gate. So it's really important to book your ticket. Ticket line is crazy at the moment. Also, your best rates are going to be online. You take students, for example. Today, a secondary school student can buy their ticket for 15 quid online. Tomorrow, it's 30 quid at the gate. So
okay.
Get your ticket.
And do you know, I hope you're not employing dynamic pricing.
Oh, God, no, absolutely not. Right. Surely not. No, and we want people to get the best price for going to the event. So, you know, get online. And certainly if people are travelling a distance, you know, why take the chance? At this stage, you know, it's fine the 3 days, so there's not a decision to be made. Am I going the fine day? Please God, they're all going to be fine now. So make the decision and get online and get your ticket.
Could this be a record-breaking ploughing?
I suppose it could potentially be, but you know, that's not a factor for us. It's really having the event good and accessible, and it's good business for the people there, and everybody goes in safe and gets out safe and has a really good day. You know, it's never been a priority for us. We've had fantastic numbers over the years. Even last year when the weather was bad, we still had
fantastic numbers. Yes, yeah.
So it's not so much about that.
It's a part of people's calendar. I'm wondering, you know, because at the core of the whole thing is the actual ploughing championships. Yes. And does good weather, is that a bad thing for people who are ploughing?
Sometimes it could be if the lead into the event was a lot of good weather. It hasn't been. We've had rain. We had quite a bit of rain on site yesterday morning. So that would have had the ground well dampened down. So no, it's actually idyllic conditions for the plough. And we actually have an international competition as well. We have the European Vintage. So we've 7 countries in for that. And so one area which will be fun, because we have this afternoon now, we've 100 buyers in from all over the world with Enterprise Ireland. And, you know, they came prepared with their wellies and their heavy jackets and everything to come to the event, and they're going to come to a heat wave.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. But look, it's all part of the event, and we're really looking forward to a great 3 days.
How many years is it now?
This is the 93rd.
93rd.
Yeah. 93rd, so it's been a long time on the calendar.
And how is your mum?
She's really good, really good. She had a bit of an unfortunate fall a couple of weeks ago on site. As only she could have, but she'll make the event. She's had fantastic care and talent at hospital, and she'll make the event and look forward to it.
Well, tell her we were asking for her.
Absolutely.
Anna-Marie McHugh, Managing Director of the National Ploughing Association and organiser of the Ploughing Championships. Thanks so much for taking time out to talk to us today.
Thanks,
and good luck with everything. Bye now. Bye.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.